What's up, loves? This is Love or Obsession. I'm Queen. Hi, guys. This is another Missions episode. In honor of my South African listeners, I will be doing a South African story. Guys, if anyone has a story they want to bring awareness to or a story that needs to be heard for safety and educational purposes, please hit me up, reach out to me, let me know what's good in y'all hoods, okay? Near or far, we live in a big, big world, but yet so small, so one hand washes the other, okay? What happens to the system? Look, I just said that. What happens to the system of one hand washes the other? Now, nowadays, people are such bums and users. It just don't make sense, okay? So, yeah, shout out to South Africa. This one's for you guys. Hopefully, one day I'll be over there doing a live show, and hopefully we find more answers about what happened with her or we find her period, okay? Missing don't always mean death, right? Let's stay prayed up. And the her I'm talking about today is Rihanna Mashweshwe. Rihanna was born August 15, 1994. At the time of her disappearance, February 21st, 2010, she was 16 years old. And she's from Northern Cape, South Africa. She had an older brother. It was just the two of them. When her parents divorced, she stayed with her mom and her brother went to live with her dad. She was so loved by her family. She was their pride and joy, especially her mom. She was like her girl, you know, like that's my girl, you know. Rihanna, black female, slim built, black eyes, black hair. She had a lip and a belly piercing. She wore glasses and had perfect teeth. She wore braces on the top row of her teeth. Standing at 5'2", Rihanna was a very beautiful girl. Big eyes, big lips, big forehead. She got a forehead just like Tyra. No, excuse me, y'all. Nah, look, I could talk, y'all, because I'm part of that club, y'all. I kind of hate bangs, but with a forehead like mine, bangs are my friend, okay? Rihanna's best friend described her as happy and a friendly person. She was very trusting, all good traits, but those traits make you a bit vulnerable to being taken advantage of. January 23rd, 2010. It was the weekend, a Sunday. Rihanna and her best friend. This was a Saturday, January 23rd, this day I'm talking about. Rihanna and her best friend were walking through their neighborhood when a black BMW rolled up on them. Two men were in the vehicle. The passenger started to mack to them. First of all, hanging on that passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. Okay, scrub. Anyway, the girls were intrigued. Well, mostly Rihanna was intrigued by the fancy car and the older guys. These guys were playing games from the very beginning, giving out fake names, asking Rihanna for her number and calling her right then and there to make sure she didn't fake them out, like being thirsty like that. The whole time I'm talking about the passenger, you guys, the whole time. It seemed like all the interaction was between the passenger and Rihanna, like the driver of the car and Rihanna's best friend. They were just like watching like this interaction going on, just, you know, peeping the scene. Around 5 p.m. that same day, the guy was trying to link with Rihanna. He told her his name was Tabo, but that was a lie because his name was Franz Oliphant. Excuse me. Or something like that. So he was trying to link with Rihanna, this young schoolgirl, this older man, being a creep, if you ask me. And of course, you know, Rihanna, she's a young teenage young lady. She see a fancy car, shiny things, you know, the bling. What young girl isn't intrigued by those things? You know, Rihanna wanted to link up with him. She was young and impressionable and trusting. August 15, a Leo, a fire sign, so a bit fearless and a leader and kind of headstrong, you know. That night, Rihanna stayed home because her best friend refused to go out and link with this strange older guy that they just met. And Rihanna's brother thought that that was a bad idea also. So Rihanna continued to talk to friends, and he told her things like he wanted to take home shopping sprees and deposit money into an account for her. So naturally, she was excited, okay? Rihanna's best friend did this time. Okay, so they was planning to meet with these guys again, and this time Rihanna's best friend was down to go. Who lied about his name, he said when Rihanna met this guy, he said his name was Tabo. But his name is Franz Oliphant. So the day that Rihanna met up with this guy, her friend was supposed to go with her, but due to other obligations, she decided to go on her own. This is the day of her disappearance, February 21st, 2010. Rihanna got up in the morning and told her mom that she was going to go into town because she wanted to shop for something nice to wear because of a school dance that she had coming up the next week. So her mother was like, okay, cool. She gave Rihanna the electricity card to bring back electricity. So, okay, my South African people, what is an electricity card? Because I don't know what an electricity card is. Now, call me dumb, but if I had to assume, I would think that it was like batteries or a light bulb or something like that. Or maybe the electricity card is something like an EBT card or a link card or something like that. I don't know, guys. But when I heard bring back some electricity, I just thought like batteries or a light bulb. So Rihanna's mom, she went to a funeral that day, and she was supposed to prepare dinner when she came back from shopping. Rihanna's mom came home around 5 p.m. and Rihanna wasn't home at this time. So mom wasn't alarmed. She figured Rihanna was still like out hanging out, and it was still daylight, so she wasn't worried. So mom put the dinner back in that Rihanna was supposed to prepare back into the fridge, and she left the house again herself. Rihanna's mom came back home around 9 p.m., still no Rihanna, and now her mother was worried. The house was pitch black. No answer. She got no answer when she called Rihanna's phone. She also called Rihanna's best friend's phone, and she got no answer then. Rihanna's mom waited up for her daughter to return home. She dozed off and got right back up around 4 a.m. February 22nd, 2010. She called Rihanna's father and brother. They haven't heard from her. And then that's when the search really began. Her parents got her phone records. This is some things that her parents did themselves. They got copies of her phone records. They got in touch with the last number dialed and the last number she received. And she had this number saved under the name Stalker. So this was something that they were seeing on the phone records because Rihanna or her possessions were nowhere to be found. They called the number and the man on the other line said that his name was Franz. He claimed not to know Rihanna and ended the phone call. From there, a missing person case was opened. The parents they didn't let up though. They was relentless. They kept contacting him, calling him each time, getting little and little more information. Of course, the story was changing because when a person not being truthful, you're not going to get the same story. It's definitely going to change. February 27, 2010, a young schoolboy finds an electricity card on the road, taking like a shortcut to church or something. He finds an electricity card, and a short distance from that electricity card, he finds a cell phone. So this kid is feeling lucky. He started, you know, looking through the phone the next day at school with a friend. The friend recognized Rihanna's picture and was like, do you know this girl? She's been missing. Like, people been looking for her. The boy thought that the girl was bullshitting, but she was definitely, you know, real. And after hearing about Rihanna on the radio, he looked for Rihanna's family to return her items. So that was good. You know, it's crazy how things just be, you know, playing out. This guy thinking he found a phone. He like, yeah, I came up. And this girl like, you know, this phone belonged to a missing girl. He like, what? Like, wow. It's crazy, though. South Africa, you guys, like, there'd be all type of crazy stuff going on all over the world. No further information was available to help move the case forward from that cell phone. February 26, 2010, Ferenc was arrested for the disappearance of Rihanna, and it was from circumstantial evidence. It was prosecutors had... It was because he was possibly the last person to see Rihanna on the day of her disappearance. He called her three times that day. She called him once. He was charged with kidnapping, and he was also charged. He was a criminal that was charged with multiple things, multiple crimes like attempted murder, arsonist, assault from other cases. But with Rihanna, he was only charged with kidnapping. That friend who owned the BMW that France was riding in the day that he first met Rihanna, well, initially met her, he testified in court about certain events, like France reaching out to him about a house that he was house sitting, because France wanted to be alone with a girl, and he wanted to kind of like borrow that house to be alone with a girl. And that girl was understood to supposed to have been Rihanna. But on a day in question in which France was supposed to show up with this guy, the BMW owner said that France changed the meeting time and he had a different girl with him, and that the girl that showed up with France was not Rihanna. Okay, so all eyes was on France as the prime suspect. Like, he's on trial for Rihanna's disappearance at this point. France was arrested, and he took the stand on his own behalf. He claimed to have seen Rihanna the day before, but not the day of her disappearance. So France Oliphant was sentenced to 36 years in prison on charges related to the disappearance of Rihanna, in addition to other charges, like I said, attempted murder, arsonist, assault, and things like that. What's extremely sad is that, you know, Rihanna's family is still keeping hope alive. Her mother believes in her heart that Rihanna can be found alive. So we need to keep hope alive also. And recent news about the case, it was a Rihanna lookalike, but Rihanna's mother didn't feel like the young girl was her daughter, despite the striking resemblance. No word as of yet of what happened with the DNA test that was taken. With France's sentence, Rihanna's family still felt a void in their heart. And I understand that. So let's hug our loved ones tight. If Rihanna is still out there, I pray she finds her way home, because we never know, you guys. Like, what if Franz is innocent, and what if Rihanna was planning on meeting him and linking up with him, but en route to that, she was intercepted by some different kind of creeps, some more dangerous creeps or something, that probably snatched her up off the side of the road or something. I don't know, you guys. I'm just trying to think, if I was a detective, what type of scenario that I think could have or would have happened, you know, because a lot of times we never know what's going on, and we always have to be aware of our surroundings. And unfortunate and bad things happen to good people all the time. It's so sad and heartbreaking, you guys. So let's hug our loved ones tight, and I pray that Rihanna can find her way home, you guys. Thank you guys for listening. I love you guys. Pictures can be found on the Instagram at Love or Obsession Podcast. Please send all messages and suggestions to Love or Obsession Podcast at gmail.com. It's Queen. Peace out.